Well, grace to you, the undeserved and unending love, and peace, a wholeness, a shalom to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom we are one in spirit. Amen. Our sermon text for today continues with what I mentioned last week. I'm preaching on 1 Corinthians, as we'll hear that in our readings over the next 5 weeks, even after today. And our sermon text for today is from God's promises to you and me through St. Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, which reads, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that there be no divisions among you, that all of you agree, but be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Will you pray with me, please? Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Picture it if you can. Richmond, B.C. years ago. A lovely little community on Lulu Island, surrounded by the seas in the north and south arms of the Fraser River. And this fertile island is filled with farms of blueberries and cranberries and fresh fruits and vegetables. Just a couple roads intersect a few thousand that live here. Westminster Highway, Steveston Highway, Alder Bridge, crossed over by roads numbered 1 through 8. And if you can believe it, the very building you are sitting in is the tallest in town, with its peak rising above everything else. Now, in 2014, the landscape of our city has certainly changed, with burgeoning buildings billowing overhead and farmlands frequently reduced. Not only that, Steveston Village has undergone a total transformation from firstly fishing and sometimes a fearful neighborhood to shops galore, eating chops and more, and being the local neighborhood people long for. The face of our beautiful city has certainly changed. And now we're not just mostly Caucasians from Western Europe, but Richmond is filled with friendly faces from all over Asia, Latin America, other parts of Europe, and they even let a few in from just south of the border. Yeah. And while we walk the streets, we hear English certainly, and rarely a bit of French, but almost definitely Mandarin, Cantonese, Punjabi, Japanese, Tagalog, and Russian, to name a few. And thankfully, over nearly 20 years, our congregation, our church, has been living proof of our city's diversity with English and Mandarin spoken in worship services, with many other languages spoken at home as well. And while languages, ethnicity, and lifestyles may cause it to be difficult for us at times to always understand each other, we are all, every one of us, Canadians. And come February 7th to the 23rd, when the Winter Olympics take place in Sochi, Russia, we will reflect on what happened in this very city just 4 years ago, where we came together clad in red and white under the maple leaf, cheering loudly and proudly as one country for Team Canada. No matter our differences and the divisions that may cause some divide, we are Canada. We are one. And as much as differences may cause things to be a little different for us in Richmond, St. Paul faced even greater challenges to unity as he encountered the divisions in the church at Corinth. So he writes to address these divisions in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 11 through 13, saying, "For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers." In other words, each of you is saying, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, Peter, or I follow Christ? Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? The Corinthians are divided, disagreeing over their pastor. They are disjointed by the wisdom of the world. They are detached by boastful bragging. And they are most definitely discombobulated by their culinary choices. They are divided into pieces. And this disagreement is not distant also from our domain here in Richmond. We are pulled apart by departing parents. We are pulled over by our children who are out of control, ruptured by ridiculing relationships. We are undercut by university professors, and we have to forego foundational friendships. Our homes are halved, churches are chopped, jobs are disjointed, and we are intersected by illness, carved up by cancer, fragmented by funerals, done in by death. Souls and bodies are separated. Whether of our own doing or someone else, we are divided into pieces. To the Corinthians and to you and me, St. Paul offers these words of encouragement to you in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that there be no divisions among you, that all of you agree, but that you be united in the same mind and the same spirit. You see, after Adam and Eve were evacuated from Eden's garden, he was left alone. As evil enlarged among all, he was grieved. As his reigning rulers repeatedly rebelled, except for his remnant, his patience had run dry. He was born in a barn, hunted by Herod, misunderstood by his mother, hated in his hometown, persecuted by priestly rulers, gouged by Roman guards, secured on a cross by soldiers, and talk about divided. Mark 15, 23-24 says, and they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means a place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. And they divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. He is divided into pieces. Isaiah 53 declares, and they assigned him a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He was put to grief. Therefore, I will divide him a spoil among the many, and he will divide his spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death and was numbered among the transgressors. He is divided into pieces so that we are one in spirit. Romans 5:15 proclaims, for if through the one man many have died through the one man's trespass, how much more the grace of God for many. And the gift of the grace through that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. We are one in spirit. Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, is the one who forms your family, realigns your relationships, provides you with faithful pastors, Harold and Chung, who baptizes your bodies, heals all your diseases, defeats death, and raises the dead on the last day, finally uniting body and soul together forever with Him. We are one in spirit. Or as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6, "For there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are and for whom all things exist. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things are and through whom all exist." We have been baptized into the very name of Jesus. His Holy Spirit lives in us. We are literally one in spirit. And we partake of one meal around one altar. As St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17, "Is the cup of blessing that we bless not a participation in the blood of Christ? Is the bread that we break not a participation in the body of Christ? For there is one bread that we break. Just as there are many, there are one body, and all drink of the one Spirit." We are one in spirit. And although we may have differing opinions at times, Paul reminds us once again that we are united as one body in 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 13. "For just as there are many members that make up the body, so too the body, though it has many members, is one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit." We are one in spirit. You see, our baptism isn't just a symbol of oneness. We have actually been soaked in God's promises and been united in the name of Jesus Christ that has been put upon each and every one of you. His Holy Spirit lives in us. And our Lord's Supper isn't only a picture of unity. We really partake of one body, one bread, one cup for the forgiveness of sins. We are one in spirit. The devil cannot defeat us. Death will not divide us. Sin cannot separate us because we have God's Holy Spirit that lives in us. Therefore, I say it to you again. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. We are one in spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.